Yo, it's 12:39. I got up not that long ago, but I fed the cats, and then I put on my clothes to go run, and then I was about to do that, and then I was like, oh, that's right, I have a podcast. I forget about this podcast all the time. So here we are. Episode 199. I think I remember. I've done this 199 days in a row. Tomorrow, big 200 episode celebration. So don't expect much out of this, because I got to save it all up for tomorrow. I haven't asked anybody to be a guest, but I'm sure I'll find some. Well, the two guests that I have on, typically. Hopefully they're both available. Maybe I'll branch out into new territory. Firefighters who saved a litter of piglets. I'm in the news now. I'm not talking about my life here. Firefighters who saved a litter of piglets were served them up as sausage by the farmer to say thanks. Interesting. I mean, I love sausage, so I can't morally say something's wrong with this. I guess I'm just gonna have to say sounds delicious. But you know, firefighters got some sausage. Everybody's happy, except for the pigs. But they were going to be sausage anyway. They weren't pets. I'm assuming. Well, farmer. Yeah. They can't go attached to the pigs if you're a farmer. Okay. More Dallas teachers turn to crowdfunding for classroom supplies. They're kickstarting classroom supplies. Well, I think if I was a kid, I wouldn't want the teacher to have any supplies. So I'm not contributing. 103-year-old woman granted U.S. citizenship celebrates with four generations of family. Well, isn't that nice? I don't have anything else to say about that. Sounds like a nice story, unless this lady's like mean old lady, which is possible. You can still study for a citizenship test and be mean, but let's assume she's very nice. Now, one drop of Poland spring bottled water is from a spring, lawsuit claims. Oh my goodness. What a scandal. Poland Spring. I drink a lot of Poland Spring water. I drink the little bottles. You're not supposed to drink that. It's so much plastic. It's wasteful. I also drink their sparkling. None of it from a spring. I think, you know, that's like if you're in the West, they have Arrowhead. And in the East, you got Poland Spring. I don't know. In the middle, is there a different one? Don't know. Not sure. If they just divide up the country between Arrowhead and Poland Spring. But I don't know if Arrowhead's from. Well, they don't have spring, so they don't make any promises. Lebanese beauty queen stripped of her title after her Israel visit is revealed. I don't know. I saw Lebanese beauty queen and I was like, well, maybe this is a fun story, and now it sounds like I'd have to read that to understand it. ESPN pulls Asian American announcer from Virginia football game because he has a Confederate general's name. Robert Lee. Well, that sounds like a bit of an overreaction. But, I guess they didn't fire the guy. I don't watch enough ESPN or any ESPN, so I don't know if he's prominent, this Robert Lee. But that does sound like an overreaction. That's silly. Let the guy do his job. It's not his fault. We don't pick our names unless he picked that name. Unless he was Steve Lee. He's like, man, I really love the Confederacy and Robert E. Lee so much, I'm changing my name to Robert Lee. I already got the last name. My parents fucked up. Didn't give me the first name. And he walks around wearing a Confederate uniform and carrying a Confederate flag. I think they would have mentioned that. So I'm assuming that's not the case. So if he didn't pick the name, you know, or even if he picked the name, he's like, "Well, name Robert." I wasn't thinking. I think that's. But they thought it would be a distraction, I guess. But it does. They shouldn't have done it. I don't think. Maybe if it was. You know, I'm trying to think of. I can't think of all the Confederate people's names. I was going to try to make a joke there, but couldn't do it. So let's move on. Philippines leader tells police to kill only if necessary in war on drugs. Whew, man. That's. They're real tough on the drugs there in the Philippines. And doesn't sound like it's much fun to party there. And that guy running the joint is pretty fucking nuts. Trump loves him. Oh yeah, there was that fucking. I'm not gonna talk about Trump. I was just what? I'll just say this man is a real dick face. And a jerk. And a liar. I'll leave it at that. Drinking alcohol on St. Pete Beach is not allowed. Not allowed for hotel guests only. I don't see a big deal about that. Just pour some liquor in a Coke can. You can drink on the beach. Done. Work around it. Use a little ingenuity. Don't just, listen to the rules. Alright, one more story and then we're done. Let's see. Nothing is coming out at me. Maybe we're done. Maybe we're done for today. But tomorrow, of course, big 200. So that's fun. Sorry today's short, but it's not like what was going to happen if I went an extra few minutes. Nothing special. You know, you wouldn't be like, oh, wow, glad he went that extra minute. You're like, he went 5 more minutes of reading news headlines and then barely commenting. I know. The show's garbage. I'm the first one that I don't tell anybody to listen to this show. And I will continue to not tell people to do that for a while. Until I think it's good. You guys listen anyway. It's amazing. Thank you. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.